Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Matt Miller's on Twitter at NFL Draft Scout. He of Bleacher Report and the Stick to Football podcast joins us on Sports Radio 670. And let's lead with his team. The Longhorns are back, and college football is generally a more interesting place when they matter. They certainly matter again.
Oh, I'm so excited about it, too. I wish you guys could have we should have been in a bar together somewhere Saturday watching that game, because it was like the perfect swing of emotions of like the 21-point lead and, you know, then the panic of people are even tweeting me like, why aren't you being obnoxious on Twitter? You're up 21. It's like, guys, I've been watching this game a long time. It's not time to gloat yet. So it was a fun game, and it's nice to be back in the top 10, that's for sure.
What do you think of the quarterback, Ellinger?
I like him. You know, we have a joke, and, you know, all my buddies and I who do the podcast together, watch games together, we call him the Texas Tebow, because that's really what he is. You know, he's not a great passer, but he's a good enough passer. He's a strong runner. You know, he's 235 pounds. He doesn't really look it, but he is a stocky little dude, and great on the power run scheme. He's perfect for Tom Herman's offense. And, you know, Tim Beck's been out for a while. You got Herman calling the plays. Just kind of hope he continues to do it, because the offense has really been great the last 2 weeks.
You know, Matt, a lot of people have used the last week or so to take a longer look at Ian Book, the quarterback at Notre Dame. They get Pitt, so the matchup is what it is this weekend. But should there have been the write-ups on this kid that there were, considering he's only had a handful of starts like this?
You know, I think it's interesting, you know, because everybody wants to be first on a guy. You know, you guys remember Cardale Jones played three games, and everybody was like, he should declare for the draft, and you have to have a press conference. And I think some of it is, you know, your guy there, Mitch, playing one really solid year in North Carolina. You know, he wasn't great at North Carolina. They were pretty good. And then he jumps for the draft. Now there's always this thought of who's going to be the next one and done. Is it going to be, you know, Ian Book? Is it going to be Dwayne Haskins at Ohio State? Who's it going to be? So I think with Book, you know, he's played really well. He's been a lightning rod for that offense. And we've seen for the first time in a couple of years, Notre Dame actually has a passing game, and we can really get a good evaluation on the tight ends and the wide receivers. And, you know, that carrying over to the run game looks really good. But I think it is way too soon for a guy that, you know, for whatever reason, couldn't beat out Brandon Wimbush. And yes, he has been good, but he's also, you know, a pretty small guy. And just doesn't, to me, look like somebody that we should be rushing to evaluate. Like, let's let it breathe a little bit and maybe try to figure out who he is as we've got the rest of this year and hopefully the rest of next year, too.
I wasn't sure how Northwestern was going to respond when Jeremy Larkin had to retire from the game due to spinal stenosis, but it appears that it's been a double down on Clayton Thorson, and it's been Pat Fitzgerald saying, hey, we've got a quarterback who everybody likes. Let's try to win games with him and more so because of him, and they've become a passing team. In the last couple of weeks, it looks like he's closer to fulfilling a lot of this promise, because it looks pretty professional when you just kind of squint at it.
Yeah, and I wonder too how much of it's just like if it's Thorson getting in a rhythm, or if it's, you know, Thorson getting healthy. And this weekend, obviously, Nebraska is a game they should win, and we should see him have a pretty big day. And I think that because of the state of the quarterback class for the 2019 draft, you know, it's really Justin Herbert at Oregon, and then a lot of question marks. And that could be good news for Thorson, who, you know, decided not to declare last year because of a pretty deep and muddled class. Let's go back to college, see if I can improve my stock. And first couple weeks of the year, it didn't look like he was helping himself. But I agree with you, Dan. I think now he's starting to hit a rhythm and starting to look a lot better. So, you know, Nebraska's not going to be the best tape to watch and see, oh, can this kid win big games? You know, how's he do with, you know, tight throws and, I guess, a good defense? But it's still, you just want to see the continuity of him having good games and hitting his spots and looking like we saw him play last year when people were talking about him being a quarterback that could maybe come out early.
Like every week in the SEC, there's a big one. It's Georgia and LSU. Where's Jake Fromm at in that whole basket of question marks at quarterback that you just mentioned?
Man, we're going to that game. I'm actually leaving tonight to get down there to hang out. And we're throwing a huge tailgate for the podcast and then going to attempt to go in and watch the game. We'll see if we actually make it. But Jake Fromm, I think, is the best pro prospect in the country at quarterback. The problem is he's a 2020 guy. So all these teams, like if you're a New York Giants fan, for some reason living in Chicago listening to this, then you know you're all about we need to draft a quarterback. Well, you can't get Jake Fromm yet. You got to wait till next year. And I'll tell you that I've already talked to guys who are going to be on that short list for general manager jobs, and you talk to them about, you know, what if you end up here or here or here. And one thing you hear a lot is if you're drafting early this year and you don't, you know, you don't have to take a quarterback early, you could take Nick Bosa or Ed Oliver this year and next year get a Jake Fromm or maybe Dwayne Haskins, maybe Tua. Like, and a lot of fans will say, you guys do this all the time. You say next year will be better. We definitely weren't saying that last year at this time. The 2019 quarterback class is just going to be a down year. But 2020, mostly because of Jake Fromm, people are very, very excited about it. And he's going to get mentioned as, you know, an Andrew Luck, Jared Goff type quarterback where, yeah, teams have been watching him for 2 years. He's super clean off the field, no real problems on it with injuries, you know, doesn't turn the ball over too often. I mean, he's so good it's going to be boring when it comes around to it because there's not a whole lot to pick apart.
Fromm's a better prospect than Tua?
I think so, yeah. I mean, so much of it is for each team, right? So, like, I would have said that Mitch was a better prospect than Mahomes for a lot of teams because if you need someone to come in and play right away, you know, he's more ready. I think Tua's a lot like Pat was coming out of Tech where not so much because the systems are similar, but you have a guy that is probably going to have to sit and learn a little bit unless you want to adapt your scheme to what he's doing. And with Tua, it's unfortunate, but we just don't see a lot of snaps from him. You know, he hasn't played in the fourth quarter all year. They haven't punted in the last 2 weeks. They're just steamrolling people. So you haven't really seen him tested. Maybe in the Iron Bowl against Auburn, we'll see it. Probably in the SEC championship game, we'll see it. But it's a guy who you know, came in at halftime last year in the national championship game and dominated. But so far this year, he just hasn't really been tested. So it's really hard to get a good evaluation off that.
It's a 6:30 kick for the Badgers and Wolverines, a pretty big game in the Big Ten. Maybe it's because of who they've played. You mentioned Nebraska earlier. They had Northwestern and then Maryland. Has Jim Harbaugh settled the issues on offense at this point? Are there still as many issues as we saw against Notre Dame? Where on that spectrum are the Wolverines?
No, I think they're better. I really do. And some of it, you can say that Shea Patterson has gotten comfortable. I also think Karen Higdon is like the story here. It's not so much about Patterson and the receivers, even though they're all playing really well. It's about Higdon. Like as they feed him, good things happen. And, you know, we see him now over 100 carries. And weekly, it seems like, is becoming a bigger part of that offense. So, yeah, they've looked very, very good lately. I think you could also say outside of maybe Maryland, I mean, Northwestern's a tough team. I don't want to take anything away from them. But, you know, outside of Maryland, who has Michigan played in the last 5 weeks? So I think this is also a big question mark for them of you're on a five-game win streak after an embarrassing opener against Notre Dame. So who are you? And Wisconsin will test you. You know, they're a surprising three-point loss against BYU from being undefeated and probably being talked about as one of the best teams in the country. So, you know, they smacked Iowa. They dominated Nebraska. We're picking the games on the podcast, so I don't want to give it away. But, I mean, I think smart people are going to look at Wisconsin and say this is a team that could go on the road and beat Michigan because they're so good up front offensively. You got five linemen that are going to be drafted. You got one of the best running backs in the country in Jonathan Taylor. And you have a quarterback in Hornibrook who's good enough to get things done. Yeah. And it's going to be a great matchup because Michigan's D-line is obviously stacked with Winovich and Rashawn Gary, Devin Bush at linebacker. They have a lot of talent. So hopefully I get out of the LSU game alive and can find a nice bar somewhere to watch that one because it's going to be a hell of a game.
Yeah, you sound a little more that's your second time voicing concern about whether you're going to make it into the game or whether you're going to get out of there. What do you know that we don't about some of these meetups?
I'm just realistic, man. The kick for LSU kind of hurt us all because it's a 2:30 kick. So that means you have to be tailgating by 8 a.m.
That's right.
So, I mean, that's 6.5 solid hours of tailgating. And, you know, it's going to be hot, so you got to drink more to stay cool. And it's going to be an interesting day for sure. I'm going to have to sober up during the LSU-Georgia game so I can watch Wisconsin-Michigan.
I'd be asleep by 10:30. I'd start at 8, and then
you can't do that.
Though. I would be done.
No, you can't go to Tiger Stadium and fall asleep by 10:30.
Right. That's some of the people in our group are saying, you know, some of the older guys want to say they want to go take a nap. And I'm like, no, you can't nap. If you fall asleep, you're done. You got to power through. If it means getting a coffee, get a Red Bull, whatever you got to do, you got to keep going. So that's what these Saturdays on the road are long days, but they're worth it.
It's hard work. Somebody's got
to
do it.
Segment with exactly. Matt Miller is brought to you by Webb Ford. Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago? Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana.
Matt, has anybody's, and I love this kid coming into the season. I love the way he talked about his team, his situation, his own kind of insight on where he was at in his collegiate career. Anybody's stock dropped worse than Khalil Tate?
No. And I think headed into the year, right, everyone knew, man, this kid's really good. Like, this is exciting. The biggest question, I think, was where's he going to play? Like, what's his position at the next level? And, yeah, you're right. I can't think of anyone whose stock has dropped more. And there was so much excitement about the matchup. You know, it's he and Kevin Sumlin, and it's really going to take off. You know, we'll see them Friday night at Utah. And Utah defense is very, very good. And so I think there's going to be that. You know, they're going to run into a monster there with that Utah defense. But, you know, we just haven't seen Khalil Tate really develop or take off. You know, I think as a passer, he might end up statistically better. But, you know, as a runner, which is where he was so dynamic, he just hasn't been there. We really haven't seen it from him. So I think, no, there's really not anyone whose stock is just hit a brick wall more than his. And some of that, guys, is just, you know, you now have defensive coordinators who spent all summer watching film. And they say, okay, well, this is what we're going to do. So you have someone like Tate just explode onto the scene last year, and you're trying to play catch up all year long. You know, you might only have 2 days to game plan for this kid during the week. Now you've had a lot more time to figure out who he is and what he can do. So he does look like someone that, unfortunately, you know, was a Heisman candidate 6 weeks ago. And now you're like, gosh, you know, hopefully he stays all 4 years at Arizona, and we might be looking at, you know, unless he makes some big changes, you might be looking at like a Braxton Miller or JT Barrett type guy, where he just ends up either having to do a position change or just, you know, it's an undrafted free agent type.
We're talking with Matt Miller on Sports Radio 670, The Score, a quarter of the way through the NFL slate. And I always want to know, take your temperature on the play of the rookie class. We've seen Calvin Ridley. We are watching Saquon Barkley. We're seeing Denzel Ward start to flash in absolutely every game. So is this to form as expected? Who is surprising you, underperforming, overperforming?
No, I think it's, you know, a lot of the guys are right up there. I'm glad you mentioned Denzel Ward, because it, so many people can get caught up in Baker Mayfield. And that's cool. Like, Baker's playing well. The Browns have a couple wins for the first time in forever. It's exciting. But Denzel Ward deserves so much credit for how well they're playing. And I think it's good that yourself and you know, me and other people are saying, like, hey, wait, Denzel Ward is maybe having a better year than Baker Mayfield. Like, he's probably Defensive Rookie of the Year right now. You know, some of the other guys, we saw all four rookie quarterbacks who started win a game last week. That's, you know, I think we talked a year ago about this 2018 quarterback class is going to be really, really good. And then everybody spent like 6 months tearing them apart and saying they're not any good. And then, you know, here we are, they're actually playing the game. They all look pretty good. You know, sure, there's some flaws there, but they definitely look like good players. And, you know, really out of the top 10 picks, all those guys are contributing. And, you know, we're seeing Roquan, who came in a little bit late, still get going. Saquon, I think, is hamstrung a lot by how horrible that offensive line is. And thank God they finally cut Ereck Flowers, so we can see them maybe get a real right tackle in there. But, you know, of the top like 20 picks, there's not one where you could say, other than Vita Vey, who's been hurt, there's not one guy where you can be like, man, he kind of looks like a bust right now. He's really not playing that well. You know, Leighton Vander Esch got on Philip to Dallas last week and was phenomenal. So there's a lot of guys of that group. Derwin James has been a difference maker for the Chargers. Everybody looks good, and it was a good draft class, so that's what you expect.
Maybe we're getting better at scouting. Maybe
I doubt it.
No, you don't think so?
No. Well, no, probably not.
No, I'm still somehow going to end up making Jarrett Stidham bad. You watch. I gave him the kiss of death. He's falling down boards all over the place as soon as I liked him. It never, ever fails. Anyway, Matt, thank you very much, and good luck this week. I hope you get out alive.
Yeah, definitely need it. Talk to you next week, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.